fighting for America.
Not only do we have to win this legal fight, but we're still going to have to pass a law through Congress. The bottom line is, Jose, that I'm using all of the legal power vested in me.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're in a kind of situation where, the end of the Roman Republic 2,000 years ago, and it's very disturbing, completely apart from the substance of immigration policy.
Fighting for you.
Thank goodness that you're there to at least allow us a voice. We need that. And we love you, brother. And we love the guests that you bring on. You're amazing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. And coming up, our friend Alma will join us. Before that, though, I got an email from Liberal Steve, who is reviewing the Watch Crazy Man Take a Bath in Mentos at 580KIDO.com. I said, look, this is what happens when you have too much time on your hands. And if you're one of those people that needs something to distract you from the ever-changing negativity of the political world, watch that video there and tweet me your comments at Kevin Miller Show. And I've got Liberal Steve emailing me, any man that would watch another man take a bath in Coca-Cola and Mentos is a little light in the loafers. Thanks for the knowledge about you, Timmy. Anyway, it's not that type of video, but this guy goes into this lots of thought. He covers himself in Mentos. He's got Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coca-Cola, and takes a bath in it. And, well, you know what happens when you put the Coke and the Mentos together. I would not recommend doing it at home, but it gives you an insight into the youth of today, and that's what's trending now. Joining us now, our friend Alma, who, I'm sitting there kind of looking at my social media on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and I've got the Senate Resources Committee, big meeting today at 1:30, and I said, why not have some old school action and have Alma on? Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay. So you're fired up about what's going to happen in the state Senate today. We know that you are not a fan of the fracking. You've been put in jail. You're fighting that. You're an activist. So what's the big concern about the Senate Resources Committee today?
Well, there are a total of 6 bills being heard in committee today, and all of them negatively impact our private property values in some way, shape, or form. There's House Bill 48, Kevin, which basically allows for the state of Idaho to declare production records of oil and gas companies, of which our royalties would be based on, mind you, private and confidential for at least 6 months, but then it goes on to say that those production records are shall be subject to disclosure pursuant to Chapter 3, Title 9 of Idaho Code, and that happens to be the big disclosure section, or non-disclosure section is a better description, in code for the state of Idaho that basically makes things like trade secrets, production records, all that sort of thing, secret from public records it requests or public view. And since our royalties will be based on any production records, I think that the public has a right to be able to see those from day one, because we know that across the country there are hundreds of lawsuits against oil and gas companies for cheating their mineral rights owners out of their royalties. So, you know, if I can't get my hands on production records, how am I going to have any idea what Alta Mesa or whatever oil and gas company is, publicly declaring, and how will I be able to challenge that if I think there's a problem?
Do you think the lack of transparency will impact us negatively here in Idaho if these bills go through?
Oh my gosh, Kevin, yes. I mean, I know that people have really busy lives, and so do I, but I got to tell you, if people don't show up today or call or email their senators today and they sit idly by and allow these bills to come through, we're in a world of hurt. The one right after 48 is 49. It has to do with the schedule of fees for the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. And the problem with that particular bill is that there is not anywhere near enough money being set aside that if these wells end up having problems and we can't, there's not enough money there to properly plug and abandon them, us taxpayers are going to be hit with that bill. And there are thousands of in abandoned or orphaned wells, as they're called, across the country that are costing taxpayers millions of dollars.
Well, what happens if they are abandoned? As far as the environmental concerns, you've been very on top of that. You've urged people to watch Gasland 1, Gasland 2. And again, as you know, you're speaking to a very probably pro-fracking conservative audience here.
Well, you know, and that's fine. I'm a private property rights advocate. And you know what? You have the right to do on your property whatever you want. I absolutely stand by that. However, your right to do what you want on your property ends at my property line. You do not have the right to contaminate my drinking well water. And the reason that's so important, Kevin, is that there's a 2011 study by the Groundwater Protection Council that's basically a nonprofit organization made of state water agencies. They found that orphan wells caused about 1 in 5 incidents of reported oil and gas groundwater contamination in Ohio and Texas. And that, if anybody wants to review that information, that was a Wall Street Journal article that just came out yesterday. So that's why it's super important that we make sure we have enough funding and that there is enough fees generated that if something happens, and we all know that Altamesi's on shaky ground, you know, Moody's Investor Services lists them as a non-investment grade, gives them a non-investment grade rating, meaning that they're not advising that you do business with them. So, you know, they're a company that is operating with those close of, you know, operating funds. I think we want to make sure that we have plenty of monies in the coffers if something happens so that the taxpayers are not left footing the bill. And I think that we can all agree that the taxpayers should not be responsible for cleaning up after them. They should not be allowed to externalize those costs. They should be responsible for those costs themselves.
All right, Alma, let's continue on here at 580KIDO. What about your court case? What's going on there?
So,
are you allowed to talk about it or not? We don't want to get you in trouble.
Well, I basically can share that we have a jury trial date scheduled, and those dates are April 22nd, April 23rd, and April 24th if we need it. My attorneys intend to put on a vigorous defense, and the case now is actually being heard by the third special prosecutor who's been assigned to my case, and that is the Canyon County Prosecutor's Office, specifically a gentleman by the name of Frank Zavari, is the prosecutor. So I would invite everybody that if you have some time on your hands and you want to come to Payette County on any of those days and sit in and hear the real evidence and see what really happened, then feel free to do so.
Alma, let's continue on here at 580KIDO. What do you say to people, though, that listen to this program? Maybe they've worked in Wyoming. Maybe they've worked in the Dakotas, and they're making a ton of money, and it's all good. Environmentally, we hear about what has happened in Pennsylvania and Ohio, but what about the Dakotas? Life appears to be good until, you know, prices dropped 50 bones a barrel.
Yes, that's, you know, what's really interesting to me, Kevin, is that there are people from Idaho who have gone to the Bakken to work. But if you talk to them, everybody that I know, and I do know a few people who meet, you know, who fall into that category, they will not have their families live there, because it's the wild, wild west. It's not safe, you know, little towns that you used to be able to go out and walk your dog at 8 o'clock at night. Now you got to be concerned that, you know, the roughnecks, you might get, you know, there was a teacher who was abducted by two roughnecks and murdered out on her morning jog. So, you know, it's become an area that is not safe for families. That's not, you know, that brings all of these, you know, drug activities and drunk driving convictions and arrests and this element into the community that I don't think any of us want to see in our community. We choose to live in Idaho because we have good qualities of life. So, you know, that's my response to that. You know, it's interesting to me. They work there, but their families and their children are here for a reason.
Well, again, they don't have the infrastructure, Alma, but let's get back to we started with a couple bills today. You said there are six. So what are the other four that people need to be aware of?
Well, thank you for letting me finish talking about these, Kevin, because there's four more. The one that is probably the most egregious is House Bill 50, and that has to do with unit operations. And basically, House Bill 50 is the bill that codifies the rules they called it negotiated rulemaking. I prefer to refer to it as railroaded rulemaking because there wasn't much negotiation involved. But the rule that basically says, once 55% of the mineral rights in a section are leased, the oil and gas company can go before the Idaho Oil and Gas Commission, request an order that forces the remaining 45% of the mineral rights owners to give up their mineral rights. And I think that is egregious. That is the equivalent of the state of Idaho telling me that, gee, Alma, you have your 401k, but you've got to go cash that in right now, today, when, you know, it's at its lowest value. How insane is that? You know, it amazes me that our lawmakers who are so supposedly, you know, libertarian-leaning and the government has no business in our business have no problems with enacting legislation that strips us of our most basic private property rights. And the reason, Kevin, that this bill is so egregious, it could actually cause people to be in technical default of their mortgage with their lender, and their lender could foreclose on them. And the Idaho Department of Lands, while they had been arguing with me and saying that wasn't necessarily true, I have a document that was just created by them entitled Impact of Gas Leases on Mortgages, and it says, quote, Section 21 of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac Uniform Mortgage Agreement for Idaho prohibits environmental hazardous substances, including flammable petroleum, from being stored, used, disposed of, discharged, or released on mortgage property. This prohibition applies to both the borrower and to anyone acting with the borrower's permission. And then Section 18.
Now, Alma, that's not very exciting. So hang on, more with our friend Alma about this big hearing today, 580-5436. 580-KIDO, do you believe our government is...
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, our friend Alma with us. Alma, the anti-fracker, talking a little bit about what's going to go on today. How do you expect these committees to break out in the Senate?
Well, I suspect that if people don't speak out, Kevin, and contact the committee members, I suspect this is going to happen and go down the way that all of these other lobbyist-pushed oil and gas bills have went, and that is that they'll just be rubber stamped. Senator Stennett, who is actually I'm very pleased to say, has actually taken up the private property rights issue as it pertains to mortgages and was the senator responsible for correspondence with the Idaho Department of Lands and asking them to research this, because she herself had called two local banks who informed her that, yes, if one of our buyers leases their oil and gas rights, and Zions was one of those banks, by the way, if they lease their oil and gas rights and without our permission, they are in technical default of their mortgage and we can foreclose on them. So I would expect that Senator Stennett will probably vote against this bill, but she's one of, I don't know, 8-9 committee members. So if people are concerned about their private property rights, they need to email, they need to call, they need to be at the State House at 1:30 today to make their voices heard. And because if we don't, this is our one opportunity to stop this. And, you know, I just shudder to think what's going to happen when those people who have sat quietly find themselves in a situation where, you know, now they could be looking at having to pay back their $150,000 mortgage overnight because of actions of the state. And so, you know, there's several things that are problematic with that bill, Kevin. But
before we get back to the nuances of the bill, you've been at this for quite some time. And let's get an update as far as the fracking going on here in the Gem State. How deep are we compared to, let's say, Wyoming?
Well, some of our wells are actually, a couple of the wells in the Hamilton field are actually, one of them in particular is at 1,700 feet. So that would be probably very similar to a lot of what the Wyoming wells are. Some of the wells out in the Willow field are at 58. I think the deepest well out there off the top of my head is like 6,200 feet.
I mean, do we have the type of soil and the type of oil that, you know, fracking, if the pro frackers get their way, will make us big time, will economically add a lot of jobs to Idaho?
Well, the jobs argument is that, you know, these guys are traveling with those rigs. So
now, by the way, I hear that, at the last time you were on, we had a guy call in and say, look, I'm hiring a lot of people from Idaho, not bringing them in from Texas. You say they're all staying at the Hoosabooza Hotel and just go look at the license plates.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, I actually found out who that guy was because I got a call from somebody and he worked for the seismic company. And, all you have to do is go and look at those license plates on those trucks. And in fact, what I have heard, and I've not been able to confirm this.
So then, you can say allegedly.
Allegedly, a lot of the people who are working on the seismic crews are, English is their second language at best. And there is some question, allegedly, as to if they, in fact, are American citizens.
So allegedly, there could be the illegals working on these rigs.
Allegedly so.
Wow.
So,
take that, amnesty program.
So what I would say, Kevin, if anybody wants, I am happy to give tours of the production area. I am happy to take people to show them what's happening on the ground, because it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to see it in action. But the one thing I want to toss out there, Kevin, that's really important. Again, you know, people don't have to take my word for it. I would encourage them to do their own research.
Now, a lot of people get angry when we have you on because they say you're going to ruin this for the state when it comes to fracking. And you have a lot of people that make big money in the Dakotas and say almost off a rocker.
So, well, you know what, Kevin, there are people that make big money in the North Dakotas, and those people that make big money in the North Dakotas are the very large landowners. The small farmers like you and I, the people that own, mm-hmm. you know, 40 acres or 80 acres or 120 acres, they're not making any money. And in fact, the other thing that will be happening if House Bill 50 passes is that Alta Mesa or whatever company will get back 300% of the funds that they use to drill the wells and put in any and all infrastructure. Infrastructure is not really, it's just this big old bathtub that you can throw anything in. It could include the tank batteries. It could include the pipelines, the gathering lines, the dehydration compression stations.
Do you believe our government has the credibility to properly regulate these folks, or have all the bills passed into the hands of the people that make the decisions?
I think what's happening, Kevin, is that they are now trying to do this highly industrialized activity in people's backyards. Because all of the conventional oil, as we know it, where you could stick the straw down and here comes the geyser, that's gone. And so what's left is oil and gas in these rock formations that they have to either fracture or melt via a process called acidation. And a lot of that is underlying people's homes in cities, in urban areas. And so what's happening nationwide, not just here in Idaho, this is a trend nationwide, because the oil and gas companies have, you know, fleet of attorneys and lobbyists, as they do here in Idaho, you're getting these bills that would normally legislatures and lawmakers would never consider because they totally strip property owners of their private property rights. But yet they're getting these bills passed from state to state so that they can then force people to give up one of their most basic property rights, and that's their minerals. If you
do we have a right to say, do we have a right to say no to these guys if they come on our land?
You do not. You know, and that, I'm sorry, but you know what? That, this, you should have a right to say no. In America, I should be able to say to you, Kevin, no, you can't come on my property. But if these bills get passed, guess what? I don't have that right.
So, it appears we've already been sold out to the oil and gas companies here, and maybe even the foreign oil and gas companies.
They're trying to sell us out. We're not there yet, and we still have a chance to turn this train wreck around if people will contact their lawmakers today and say, absolutely not. You know, again, let's talk about private property rights. If you want to do this on your property, Kevin, you go for it. You knock yourself out. But by God, that shouldn't give them the right to come on my property. Or let's say I want to hang on to my minerals. I want to send my 3-year-old grandbaby to Harvard Law School if she wants to go. It should be my right to determine when I am able to sell those minerals and when they come out of the ground, not the state of Idaho's. You know, and it amazes me that they want to phrase this whole conversation around jobs, which is a very hollow argument at best, and they totally do not talk about the fact that that 45% of us that they're going to integrate, they're going to force us to pay back Alta Mesa 300% of their cost. I mean, would you, in an IDO guidance document, they call it a penalty. In the bill, they actually call it interest. But would you ever go to a loan company that charges 300% interest? It's insanity.
Right.
And people have, and our lawmakers, when you go up there and you try to explain it to them, like I had a conversation with Representative Youngblood 2 weeks ago over this mortgage issue. And, you know, he has 16 years to my 14 years in the mortgage business, but he was arguing with me about what the letter from my lender said. And I couldn't believe it. It's like you have the letter right there in front of you. It says, if I do this without their permission, I am in technical default, and not only can they foreclose on me, but guess what, Alma? We don't have to do it today. We could do it the day before your loan paid off.
Let's go to Chad in Gem County for Alma. Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing?
Good morning. You're on 580K IDO.
Yeah, can you hear me here?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I just barely tuned in, so I'm not sure of everything that's been said, but what I did hear your guest say was the fact that you can't stop them from coming on your property. I heard it right, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I own several hundred acres in the county here, and my mother owns a farm also, and she doesn't own the mineral rights of her place, and, you know, they wanted to come on her place too, and were persistent, and I said no, and that's the end of it. They couldn't go on there.
You're talking about.
I'm not sure I understand when you say they can come on without your permission, because that isn't true.
You're talking about the seismic testing. I'm talking about oil and gas drilling. And I, unfortunately, Chad, I hate to tell you this, but when they want to develop those rights underneath your mom's house, they will absolutely be able to.
Because they own the mineral rights to it. But right now, you know, with the seismic testing and such, you know, I mean, it has to go. If she says no to it, then what needs to take place is it then goes to court, and the state of Idaho has to enforce their right. And yes, they have that right under the law. But as far as the drilling, you tell the drilling people, no, you can't come on. You have that right, and
well,
they cannot.
The drilling, you know, we're talking apples and oranges. The drilling
process.
Well,
we're talking seismic. They're not going to be drilling.
Right.
They are not
right.
going to be drilling without seismic tests first.
Well,
okay.
they have to do the seismic testing. And I'm glad that you were actually there to help your mom with this, because I have gotten so many reports from people, including an 88 and a 90-year-old widows here in New Plymouth, Idaho. One had to hire an attorney to write a letter to Dawson to force them off her property. She did not want them there, and they refused to take no for an answer. And the other one had to get her big burly neighbor to come down and basically threaten them.
All right,
to get them
Alma,
off of her property.
Hang on for a minute, Chad. Yes. Thank you for the call, Alma. Stand by. More with Alma. More with Mark. More with your calls, and then we're going to talk about something amazing here in Idaho. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Miss Amazing pageant. Before that, we go to our friend Alma and another phone call. Mark in Boise, you're on with Alma and Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
You know, I got to hand it to you guys over there at at KIDO there, Kevin. You did a good job because you guys are ahead of the curve. Where in the hell, pardon my French, is the rest of the media on this? Alma's dead on right with what she is talking about. I've complained about the fact that people back in the Midwest aren't getting any help when their foundations of their houses are getting damaged by earthquakes. They can't even get earthquake insurance. The oil and gas companies aren't paying those people for their busted chimneys or foundations or anything. Where's Rocky Barker? Where's Katie Moeller over at the Statesman? You get a lot of libs over there that are not paying attention to this, and I know some of them listen to this station and this particular talk radio show. Why are they not contacting Alma? Alma, have you tried to go to any of the major alphabet networks here, the TV networks, or the Statesman and try to contact them to do a full-blown story? Where, again, Katie Moeller just did a whole thing on the death penalty. Okay, she has the time as an investigative reporter to do a story on that. Why not something this is big? This is a huge story.
Well, I appreciate that. And yes, I have. In fact, I've reached out to Rocky Barker, I don't know how many times, telling him that he needs to do a story that encompasses the big picture. Because what industry's done a really good job at is just, you know, throwing little tidbits out there, and they don't want to talk about the big picture, because if people saw the big picture, they'd never sign an oil and gas lease. And I have not actually reached out to Katie, but I will, and I really appreciate that heads up. I've reached out to all of our local television stations because I, like you, feel that this is an issue. This is one of the biggest issues facing the state of Idaho right now, not only in terms of the issue of oil and gas exploration and development itself, but the implications to our private property rights and, you know, the absolute destruction and desecration of them by these bills with full, you know, cooperation and collusion of our lawmakers.
They're all in it. Mark, thank you for the call. Alma, quickly, if people want to get a hold of you, they can go to Free Alma on Facebook. What else can they do?
They can email me at idahocare@yahoo.com. They can, toss out my phone number. If they want to call me, they can reach me on my cell number. It's 208-695-1556. I'll be happy to send people information. I'll be happy to send them links to the bills. I'll be happy to send them whatever they would like to see. I'll be happy to send it to them. And I would just plead with everybody who cares one iota about private property rights in the state of Idaho, please reach out to the Senate Resources Committee members today and tell them do not allow House Bill 50 in particular to pass out of committee.
Alma, keep up the good work. Keep me informed, would you?
I will. Thank you, Kevin.
Take care, Alma.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. That's our friend Alma. And she just gave out her phone number, but I would go to Facebook and check her out, Free Alma or Alma Hayes at Facebook. Joining us now, talk about something inspiring. Jennifer Clausen to talk about the Miss Amazing pageant. She's the director of the Idaho Miss Amazing pageant. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about Idaho Miss Amazing.
Ella, you know, we always love to be a part of the community. We're honored that you reached out to us. And this is a very special pageant. Now, most people, you know, they watch the Honey Boo Boo or anything else, and they get the misconception of the pageants, but this one is very special, very significant, and goes a long way to helping folks.
That's right. You know, our whole mission is to give girls and young women with disabilities the opportunity to build self-confidence in a supportive environment. So we're all about supporting girls and young women that have disabilities and really giving them their chance to shine on stage.
Well, you've got an event March 27th, 28th at the Napa Civic Center. So for those people, again, maybe some grizzled folks like myself and who need some goodness, some hope, tell us a little bit about the girls with the disabilities and what this means to them to be able to compete in this pageant and just the overall theme. You touched on it a little bit. If you could expand for us here at 580K IDO.
Sure, I'd love to. You know, we really offer an opportunity that is not offered in our state. And I'm so pleased and so fortunate to bring this here to Idaho. And, you know, we give these girls their moment to shine on stage. We range from 5 years old all the way to 105. So we really run the gamut on age as well as disabilities. We have girls with autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome. We really touch on every aspect of disability and allow each of them to, you know, quote unquote, compete and try to win that crown of queen of their division.
And what does this mean if they win it? And if you could, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the impact it has on these young and not so young ladies' self-esteem.
Absolutely. So if they were to win queen of their division, they will go on to represent Idaho at the National Miss Amazing Pageant, which is being held this year in conjunction with the World Special Olympic Summer Games in Los Angeles, California in July. So, you know, they really get to go showcase their abilities on the national level as well. And, you know, for these girls, this year in particular, we've really created such an incredible bond and friendships that all too often don't come easily to our participants. So for them to feel that family friendship, you know, on top of being a queen is truly life-changing for them and for their families.
Well, for people that are not are associated with folks with disabilities, what are some of the disabilities that you said, talk a little autism, you talked some other things. Physically or mentally or emotionally, what has this done to people based on your firsthand experience? Has it given them confidence?
Absolutely, which is our core mission, is to give these girls and women just to build their self-esteem and self-confidence and feel special and feel valued because they are special and we do value them. And unfortunately in our society all too often, they're pushed aside as, you know, they're not able to do things. And if you come watch this pageant, you will see exactly what they're able to do, which is just anything that you and I would be able to do.
So tell us a little bit about the criteria as far as what we'll see here March 27th, 28th at the Napa Civic Center.
Sure. So we have three areas that the girls participate in. They have an interview one-on-one with the judges. There's an introduction portion where the participant or her representative, if she's nonverbal, will take the stage to state their name, their age, their favorite thing. Then we have an evening wear portion, and the participants will wear their favorite evening outfit and be escorted in front of the audience and the judges. And we also have, which is my favorite part, by the way, an optional talent showcase, which will happen Friday, March 27th, where they'll take the stage and showcase their amazing talents.
What's the impact this has on the families?
Well, I can say firsthand, I'm a parent of a child with a disability. So all too often, these sort of things are not available. So to see your child on stage being awarded and being represented really is a feeling that you'll never forget. I don't want to cry on radio, so I'm going to try not to, but it's so touching to have your child feel included and know that they are being awarded for the abilities that they do have.
Well, you want what's best for them, Jennifer, and we'll get you out on this. We want to have you back the week before to get the ticket sales up. If people want more information, what can they do to come see this event and support this great cause?
Yes, they can go to missamazingpageant.com. They can purchase their tickets right on the Nampa Civic Center website, or they can email me for more information to participate or donate or to sponsor. My email address is id@missamazingpageant.com.
All right, can you, let's see, I think I have your email. I'll put a link to that on our show notes if that works for you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. You take care, and Ray will be in touch because we'll have you back.
Okay, awesome. Have an amazing day. Thank you.
You too, Jennifer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
8:51, please support the Miss Amazing Pageant, the Idaho Miss Amazing Pageant. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, the national news takes a look at Campus Carry. I wonder what the slant will be. Plus, SNL makes fun of ISIS. Keep it here. Stay informed. 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And let's see quickly if we can play this CBS clip about college caliber or campus carry.
University opponents believe allowing students to be armed is a very bad idea, but proponents say crime victims have a right to fend off their attackers.
Graduate student Rebecca Hargrove has a concealed weapons permit, but state law prohibits her from entering the Florida State University campus with her firearm.
It goes on and on. We have a brief time here with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. And it shows you that even though we fight for the Second Amendment, we're not happy where we are in this state when it comes to gun freedom. We're doing better than Florida. Heck, Texas is just getting around to openly carrying. Some good news here when we're talking about campus carry. We'll see how far it goes. Speaking of which, it is 36 right now in Eagle at 580KIDO. Time for traffic now. 8:59, we've pretty much run out of time for that CBS story. We'll have it for you tomorrow. But people are very concerned, as we've talked about, we've written about, and will continue to write about at 580KIDO.com. I'd love for you to check out our blog, House of Obama. He takes the internet. He takes the ammunition. He's taken health care. He's taken citizenship. What's left? I'll tell you what's left. You and me and the republic that we fight for on the airwaves of intellectualism each and every day. Tell a friend, folks. We need you. No hyperbole here, now more than ever. Good day. God bless. Thanks for listening. Keep the faith.